Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, February 8th. As this fifth week of the 2021 legislative session begins, legislative committees are starting to make a blitz to adopt a slew of bills as the first legislative deadline approaches. All bills must be adopted by their original House Policy Committee by next Monday, February 15th, in order to remain alive. Of course, there are many ways to revive a dead bill, and the rule in Olympia is no bill is truly dead until the session ends. But this first cutoff deadline will sweep away a tremendous amount of bills, allowing legislators, lobbyists, and constituents to focus more closely on a smaller set of issues. One overarching priority continues to be addressing the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. A good number of bills that will make it through the February 15th gate will be directly or indirectly related to the pandemic. A major issue that has already passed through that gate and is almost out of the legislature is House Bill 1368, the major piece of the Democrats' early action pandemic relief plan. The $2.2 billion package already passed the full House and was adopted by the Senate Ways and Means Committee last week. It is scheduled to be adopted by the full Senate this Wednesday, February 10th. If it passes with no amendments, it will go straight to the governor's desk, where he is expected to quickly sign it. If amendments are adopted, however, it will slow the process a bit, as the bill will have to be returned to the House for concurrence. Remember, in order for a bill to pass the legislature, it must pass in the exact same form from both houses. No amendments are expected to be adopted, and as of today, no amendments have been introduced. It is likely there will be a handful of Republican-sponsored amendments turned in later, but if so, they will have little to no chance of passing. Assuming passage in the law, the $668 million of federal ESSER II funds will start to flow to districts in short order. We're still concerned that the full federal dedicated allotment of $742 million was not included, and we remain concerned about districts that won't be eligible for these funds. But we'll shift to work with legislators to address these issues as they work on the 2021 supplemental operating budget and the new two-year biennial budget. It is assumed that this bill will pass in the next week or so, so school districts should be working to update their reopening plans, which will be due to OSPI on March 1st. And you should also be thinking about student recovery plans, which will be due to OSPI by June 1st. OSPI is required to provide templates for these two plans, and we understand that those are in process and should be available soon. For additional details about the action on House Bill 1368, check out last week's legislative newsletter, This Week in Olympia. While the pandemic relief plan captured a lot of attention and energy, we continued working on our other major priorities of this session, specifically protection of pupil transportation funding and ensuring enrollment stability. Senate Bill 5128, to shore up pupil transportation funding, was heard and quickly adopted by the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee, followed by a fairly quick hearing in the Senate Ways and Means Committee, but then the bill stalled. Advocates, however, put on a full court press, and Senate Bill 5128 is now scheduled for executive action in the committee this Thursday, February 11th. The second major priority regarding enrollment stability was held up early in the session, essentially caught up in the behind-the-scenes, then later public, frenetic activity to introduce and adopt the pandemic relief package. The bill was finally formally introduced last week and is scheduled to be heard in the House Appropriations Committee tomorrow, February 9th. House Bill 1476 will provide enrollment stabilization for the remainder of the school year, as well as the 2021-22 school year, if enrollment declines caused a loss in state funds from the 2019-20 school year. Unfortunately, these calculations take the provision of federal ESSER II funds into account. In essence, if your district's losses are greater than the federal ESSER II funds you are provided, you'll receive state funds to backfill enrollment losses. From a legislative standpoint, this makes sense. We are concerned, however, that backfilling enrollment losses, as well as transportation losses in the previous bill, don't fully address all of the increased costs districts have been facing. For now, it looks like we might lose this fight. The immediate concern was getting these bills moving and we'll address the additional costs as the budget is being crafted. There is an important second part to House Bill 1476. As crucial as it is to backfill your enrollment losses, it's probably more important to address program funding that is based on enrollment. If your district's 2020-21 enrollment is lower than 2019-20, less funding would be provided for general apportionment, but also for multiple other programs, including special education, the Learning Assistance Program, the Transitional Bilingual Instructional Program, institutional education, CTE, and skill centers. There are also negative impacts to district levy lids and local effort assistance. House Bill 1476 will provide stabilization funds to cover these potential losses. Well, we finally got these two bills moving. It's important to note there is a heavy behind-the-scenes conversation right now about not passing either bill, but dealing with the issues in the budget. Whatever solves the problem really is fine, but we will continue to push these bills and address the issues because we want to make sure if the budget route is the chosen path, these issues are not forgotten when budget talks go underground. The concern is the budget process has become less and less transparent in the last few years, and with this remote session, there's every reason to believe that budget talks will be driven further underground and we won't be able to impact the process. So we intend on making our impact on the front end of the process. In order to do that, however, we need school administrators to continue connecting with local lawmakers. Make sure they understand your fiscal needs and ask them to support Senate Bill 5128 and House Bill 1476. And ask them also specifically to support these issues when budget discussions begin, whether these bills move or not. We simply can't win this one without you. Thank you for listening.